Yep.
Assisted living.
Morning, everyone. Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024, commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Cindy.
Yeah, here.
Nikki.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any agenda corrections or additions that anybody's aware of?
There you go, Pete. It's in your box.
Oh.
Jessica, come on up. Thanks for the updates.
Yeah. I ended up not doing a shelter. So, I mean, the numbers keep going down. As of, we got an update from the state. It was 445 as of 730. I've been checking every, like, half hour on the website, but that never really matches sometimes. So I just keep checking, and I saw the numbers. 445 as of 730. That was this morning that the state North Dakota Watch Center sent out. Nope, most of them are south.
Without power.
I thought they were up by Pillsbury and stuff.
Well, yeah. The city, well, some was up there, but that's getting better. It's more locked by Litchfield right now.
How about the west side of Stewart? That was out yesterday. Was that still on? Like Jeannie McGee was.
Oh, out. I'm not sure. None of those people called me.
Mitch Anderson, Scott Anderson, George Piazza.
I know Smith.
George is still on?
It was the other day.
Smiths were still out on Saturday.
It says 445.
Cheryl and Daryl were still out on Saturday, so I knew that.
Well, Jeannie is out on Sunday yet.
And I played it by ear. I watched every day. I was in contact with the Stutzman County Emergency Manager. He's willing to help me if I needed to open a shelter, but most of the people that I talked to, I've got generators, and I said, okay, when I came into work Saturday for, like, I worked an hour from home, and then I was like, no, I can't do this. I got to go to work. And I had phone calls, and anybody I talked to that had, they all had generators, and they were, I go, are you doing okay? Is there anything you need? Mm-hmm. And they're all like, nope, we're doing fine. Everybody that's called me that had generators, and we posted on Facebook for them to call in or whatever.
And if you don't have power, you don't really want to leave home anyway.
No, and a lot of them have animals, too.
Yeah.
So, and they posted on Facebook. What good was that to people that don't use Facebook?
Well, and we also had on there, somebody posted on my, commented on and said, make sure you let your neighbors that don't have Facebook know, too. And I did have some people that don't have Facebook called me in because their children called them to tell them to call me, but everybody seemed to have generators. I mean, mostly everybody. If they didn't have a generator, they went and stayed with somebody, or they stayed in town, So we haven't opened anything as of right now. I don't see that we're going to need to, as long as the temperatures stay okay, but by the end of the week, it's not looking like it's going to be very warm. But I know Cass County Electric said they did they're up to 100 workers now here from mutual aid and stuff. So, but it's not just Barnes County. They're in different counties right now, which we are the hardest hit one. But I'm on the agenda for emergency declaration. Bill did sign it as of December 27th. You guys just need to, I guess, certify it, read it.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion?
I can't imagine it's going to benefit anybody but the cooperatives, but yeah. That's fine.
Do we have any costs from the storm as countywide, really?
I sent it to Jamie.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, we will, because people couldn't come in, so we had to pay them.
Well,
lack of workforce,
Yeah.
Well, we can use it for whatever we can use it for.
I can go over it with you, because I do have this, too. That an email came out late Friday.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
If you wanted to finish your thing.
No, you're fine.
No. Roll call.
Vicki.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Sean.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
It does give you the eligible, like what's eligible and not eligible through this, because the governor did declare a disaster, and he's pretty sure that I haven't heard as of this morning that the president's going to declare a disaster. He's trying to get him to declare one. Eligible cost for this ice storm. Debris removal, shelter operations, emergency measures such as generators being used to power utilities. This can include generator rentals and generator fuel. utility repair and damages to other public facilities damaged by the freezing. Things that are not eligible would be damages that occur on private property and general road maintenance like sanding and salting.
It'll be good for the city because they got, you know, they had so much damage. Mm-hmm. And then they also have all this trees and crap to clean up. So, yeah. I mean, it's a good thing.
So I forwarded it on to Litchfield because they did declare a disaster, and the city of Valley City. I did send it on to them. I'm pretty sure the city of Valley City probably got this email, but I forwarded it on. If you guys know of any other cities that had a lot of stuff, let me know. I mean, I can forward them on to everybody, but I don't have everybody's email.
So did all of Otter Tail go down? All the cities?
I just know of Arisca. That's the only one I got contacted about.
Well, Bingle must have been out because I didn't see any lights.
But they, Bingle, I think, got back on pretty quick. God. The city of Arisca came
That's
back
how
on
I
Wednesday.
Did.
Wednesday, Arisca came on. I got a phone call from them, and then I contacted the state because couldn't get a hold of really anybody at Otter Tail. So the state pushed and sat on the phone for us, the Watch Center. And I think they must have pushed Otter Tail a little bit or something because all of a sudden Riska had power that night. So.
Rogers came on quite recently.
Jason.
It was weird. They were not too long
ago. Rogers, was, my log, Rogers wasn't out very much.
Not very long.
Mom said they kept
time?
Looking through the trees doing. And could see lights on. Mom and Dad had Mom and Dad lost power. They're Cass County Electric. But they were generator too. So.
The substation by Cuba we always thought was fed by Minn Kota. That line's completely down. They're not starting work until today on it.
Is that Cass County?
That's Cass County. So I don't know if they're backing power in from the Tower City substation or how they're doing it. But yeah.
Well, they've got about everybody and anybody helping because, like Mortz's, are hauling rock to all these locations for them. Because they don't even pack a pole with dirt anymore. It's all rock. Mm-hmm. And they've had the best luck with that. So
they were doing it with dirt down by our place. But they only said there was only about that much frost. So.
I checked with like the state to see if we could get assistance from the state. And so then they talked. So I talked to the state and they said, well, you can't really get the guard in unless they cost a lot of money. I don't know if like this kind of thing would cover it, even if we had to come have them come in. But then again, they're not electricians either. So the state put a bug into the rural electric cooperative, North Dakota Rural Electric Cooperative Group, and they contacted Cass County, and on Saturday I had Marshall, CEO from Cass County, call me to see, like, I asked him, I said, if there's any assistance out there from the state, like guard or anything, would you guys accept that? And he goes, well, the only problem is they need professional people to do the poles and the lines and stuff, so... He goes, there really wouldn't be anything for them to do. So
I thought they had some tree removal and stuff.
I asked him about tree removal, and he said, don't have that much tree removal. And I said,
okay.
I asked him about it, and he gave me his phone number, so now I have his number. Because I said, I don't have a direct contact with anybody at Cass County Electric. I said, it would be nice in these instances to have that contact. So now I have his number, the operations, Jody, the operations. And then somebody with communications.
So, well, they didn't have anybody for communications. They're looking for a new communications officer.
So now, if for some reason we ever do this happen again, God forbid, hopefully not, we have to open shelters because the thing that saved us this year is the temps. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we would have been really cold, we would have popped open those shelters right away. But the temperatures really helped us out. And so if we ever decide to close or have a shelter open in a certain area, Cass County Electric will push the communication out with us.
Oh, that's
nice.
We'll
do our communication, and then I contact them, and they'll throw their communication out to that area, too. You know, kind of like our...
You have contacted Otter Tail?
No, I do not. Not yet, anyways. I have to I'll contact the Watch Center, but they basically called the same number as us, but... They had extra people around, so they were able to sit on hold forever. And then the state Homeland Security director, they got him involved, and he somehow got a hold of somebody. So,
what's that guy? His kid just graduated from high school, Bruner.
Oh, well, Brent.
Brent
is
maybe,
he Otter Tail?
Yeah, he's Otter Tail.
I can throw him a message too. I know Brent. Yep.
It's just, I don't know that he's on the line much. He might have a different job, but he could at least give you a contact.
Yeah, Yeah.
For future. It's not because we just want to call people for
no,
fun.
No, yeah. And that's the thing. I didn't have any direct contact and looking at, and they tell you to look at the map. And yeah, that's what they tell you to do, and that's what they tell people in the county to do. But that map's confusing. And when I'm trying to figure out what parts are the hardest hit, it's not.
It wasn't very easy.
It's not that easy. No, no. So no. I just told that marshal, I said, I threw out my emergency manager hat, and I said, I just need a contact. So then if this happened again, I have a way to deal with it.
So Christmas Eve, 7 o'clock, 7:30, and the power went out at my place.
No.
I called by 8 and said I'd get an email or something back. Tuesday went by. Wednesday I called. In the summer when I lose power at the cabin, when I'm not out there, I get a message from Cass County that says, power's out in your area.
We usually do.
Yeah.
And 2 hours later, you get a message, power's back on. This time, power's out. I needed to know how much diesel fuel I needed to lay in for how many days, and they didn't send a damn thing. And I called them, and I told them that. And they were apologizing on both sides.
I didn't get any message. We always do, too. I think it was just more than, it was just so
enormous.
That's a good word.
Well, that's fine. Then send out the message or put it on their site. They have that said.
Yeah.
But that's not saying that I lost power down there, because I had power at the farm when I stopped. So maybe I never did lose it there. Yeah. I don't know.
Because let me tell you, trying to get a truck, that was the next interesting thing out there.
The day that the power went off in town here for like 4 hours overall, the whole area. Then Cass County and everybody else was trying to get fuel.
Yeah.
Nobody had enough fuel to get to Tower City to get fuel, so Jack went down and they had, I don't know, 80 gallons in a service tank or something. So he brought that up and gave everybody so much fuel, and then they could get to Tower City to get fuel.
Christy said there was a whole line of them going through the one set of pumps. She goes, because she had to do the same thing. She was out of gas and needed gas before she came home, so she had to get to Tower.
Yeah, it was something we weren't prepared for.
No.
So like in 97, I mean, compared to 97, I was young then. I mean, was this worse?
Or much worse.
Much worse? Okay.
Which they said on the TV that the one in 97 was like twice as bad as this. It was like, no.
Well, the only reason I say
it was because of the only thing was that it was 20 below.
No. And it was flooding. And it was probably worse for the very eastern part of the state.
Well, and I remember, it was April and we were up in Grand Forks.
We stayed at Robin Darla's at school because Mom and Dad didn't have power.
We got stranded in Grand Forks at a bowling tournament. It wasn't cold. It was April. Middle of
it
April.
Got cold because all ice froze and pushed all our fences right in the ground.
Yeah. It might have gotten cold. Yeah.
It got cold after that.
Yeah, but we're just lucky.
We were flooding the river as high, and then everything froze, and the river went down and pushed everything.
But they say for the cooperatives are saying that they have more damage with this one than they did then.
I think
so
for the number
it was probably worse, but not for the cooperatives.
Yeah.
But I remember coming down the interstate, and poles were laying for miles.
And that was Otter Tail instead of Cass County.
Yeah, Cass County didn't get hit as hard last time.
Okay.
And the big power lines really got whacked.
Oh, yeah, those big ones that go across the valley.
So I didn't think they'd lost anything, but one of those... the old Garrison ones that take the two lines that take the power to Minnesota. One of them lost one of the ears, and I see they're still working on that. Oh. They're tearing it down the way it looks and putting in wood and whatever. So.
I'm assuming that they'll spend all summer replacing poles because this should have been an eye opener. That someone said to me, where there's two down, why aren't they putting three back up? I mean, just so you have, there's no support. When the ones by my house were just inches from the ground.
Hmm.
And then the ice came off and boom, they go right back up. It's just amazing.
It's
they got
cool.
A lot of stretch in them.
That night I went out to start the generator. Between the trees crashing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
But then when those poles would crack, holy, I could hear them for miles. I mean, those poles
going
down.
There's going to be a lot of trees getting taken down this spring, too.
Well, we won't have to because God has cleaned out the dead stuff.
Oh, right.
I have firewood for next winter.
My yard looks the best of anybody's health in my neighborhood.
Does it?
Because you trimmed your trees?
Well, no, I think it's because most of the houses out there, they put those shelter belts in, you know, and they were good for 30, 40 years. Well, the life expectancy of them is done.
Mm-hmm.
And every year the wind blows or whatever, poof, 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 they're all laying on the ground, where mine, I had one tree in my whole yard when I moved in, and I planted everything else, and I think everything is just that healthy, because the one tree in the back side of the house is a silver maple, and that thing was just right to the ground.
My silver maple looks like hell, but
mine,
maple's been
right back up again once the ice melted off.
Mine's been there for 40 years, and it probably has to come down this spring, because 3/4 of it's on the ground now.
I removed 75 trees 10 years ago, so my trees ended up...
You've still got a lot of trees in.
I know, but they're not the old ones that I had before.
So if anybody, just one final, if anybody calls you and needs assistance or something, or let me know so I have an idea. And then I let dispatch know, too, and I'm like, just have them call.
No problem. I send them all to you.
I know. I got the ones last week.
Yeah, because I sent it to you.
And it got taken care of pretty fast.
Pretty quickly, so. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Don't the door open or close.
No, we're almost done.
Okay.
All right, auditor's office. Everybody got a copy of the minutes? We had two, and I didn't print the second one because that one, I think everybody remembered, was for the adoption of the liquor license for Up at Daisy and the Sodbusters.
I don't know what to do to get them guys to remember.
Well, we said last time that we weren't going to do it until the following year.
I think last year maybe they were here on time. I don't know. It's kind of hit and miss. When I got hold of Cody said, well, so-and-so takes care of it. I said, it's not taken care of. And if you don't get it taken care of, you won't be open after midnight.
Yeah.
We'll shut you down.
So I don't know if we just get to the point and tell them, this is when it is, and if it isn't, you wait till the next year.
You know, and the thing is, I want to.
I mean, we're not
helpful.
Trying to be hardcore, but there's rules out there for a reason.
And I didn't is tell them in October, but you know, I don't remember. And do they get notices from us? So it's kind of like,
yeah,
good Lord,
they get notices.
Well, it's every year.
Well, one time if you don't, then maybe that'll hit home. To me, I don't like to be that unfriendly. You want to help.
Well, and you're not, because you're doing what you need to do to get it taken care of, but...
Yeah, but you have to babysit some.
I know. I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Is that for both sets?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Anything else from your office, Julie?
Nope.
Okay, commission discussion. Pete?
I didn't have much in the last 2 weeks. I did get the report from the VA for December. They had 1,715 miles, 32 van rides, 162 phone calls, 43 walk-ins, and 12 appointments.
Sit down a little? Which is fine.
Angela was at training for a week, so it could have been down a little. Let's see, the week before, the month before, it was 2,100 miles, 30 van rides, 185 phone calls. That's pretty steady.
Yeah.
Yep. They go to Fargo just about every week, every day, and go to Jamestown sometimes.
And the thing with down south, that's done with, ain't it?
I haven't heard anymore. She said they never got back to her.
Okay.
Apparently, the number we gave them was not satisfactory.
That's fine.
And I think they're working with Jamestown assessment, probably. I couldn't see us taking over their VA.
No, not for what they wanted.
Not for what they wanted. I mean, VA costs us a lot of money, which is fine, but we're not going to do another county for free.
Yeah.
No, unless
especially
that county
when we're over budget
commit
right now.
To it.
Yeah. I mean, we gave them a reasonable number, and we didn't hear back from them, so.
Yeah.
Was that Ransom or Dickey?
Lamar. Yep. So that's all I got. I didn't have any other meetings the last 2 weeks.
Sean?
I haven't had anything for 2 weeks, since the last commission meeting. What do you want me to do with her?
Social service?
Yeah.
I think that we need to make it clear that whoever's left here on a regular basis got to be in just one spot.
Mm-hmm.
We have a huge need.
We need space.
Even heating and lighting in all those areas. If nobody's using them, there's
right.
no use.
And
well, the biggest thing was, which I've been meaning to do, is go tour some of those offices again, because... the time me and Bill went down there, nobody was in the office and the space heaters were on.
Oh, that's so dangerous. That's awful.
Yeah.
All we need is the state fire marshal to walk in.
Oh, yeah.
Bam, we'd be screwed.
So, you're going to be in your office? Check your space heater off.
We shouldn't even have them.
No.
But I understand if you're chilly. I'm chilly sitting there with my coat on. But, you know, yeah. That's just my opinion. Either their offices are full or they're out.
Let's.
Because I think we're going to be done early. I think I'm going to have to go to the meeting over there today, so it's face-to-face. I have to chat with her afterwards.
Good.
But they are talking about that. She told me that. And she's usually good about calling me back, so.
And I really meant to call her after last, and I just stopped in and talked to, well, I was going to talk to Wanda, but I think she was out last time.
So then, evidently, there'll be like one token person here in case someone walks in.
Every 3 weeks. It sounds like most of them would be back, and then they're off for 3 weeks working from home again.
But why bring them in at all?
I don't know. Sean will find out today.
If they do want to meet, they could use a conference room, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Sean can get us some answers today and let us know.
To me, it's so heartbreaking. It's social services. You're dealing hands-on with people, yet you work from home, and... that's fine. I'm not a work from home person. I couldn't do it. So then, how do we ever talk to? You never have a face to face with our constituents. To me, that's just heartbreaking. And I know I'm so thankful. I was having trouble with mom's paperwork. That you know, I have an inside track, so I can talk to a human. Because I called on the customer service and never even could get an answer. It's very complicated, and the people we're working with really need a human being.
That's right. Those people that we're dealing with, that's what they need.
They need elderly people can't talk to customer service. Right. They need to bring the piece of paper and say, why does it say this?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because they got that call center now.
Right. And when you're filling out the form, and you're like, oh my God, where am I supposed to put this?
And all of a sudden, they told them they couldn't close mom's out because she wouldn't give them the amount in her Wells Fargo checking account. My mother has never had a Wells County checking account in her life.
Well, there you go.
And you don't want to give that over the phone anyway.
No, but do you know how long it took me to clear that mess up?
Because they had it down that
And so
had.
They keep sending her letters, we're cutting you off, we're cutting you off. I mean, I'm very thankful for the people downstairs because they took care of it. Boom, it was taken care of, but it isn't quick. And I ain't a kid, so I can't imagine if I was 83 trying to deal with that.
Well, that's all I had.
Okay, Cindy.
I am a bad commissioner. I'm a bad commissioner on a good day, but December is not the time for meetings, so I did not make the airport, and I told you what I had from them last time, and I did not make City County Health. It was the week of Christmas. I think it's like, God help me. Are you insane? Anyway, some of the updates are the parking lot repair and striping will be done in the spring, but they are using it. The new north door is installed, but it's not for electronic access. It's not quite ready. That glass wall between Teresa's office and everywhere else was removed. Generator has to have a switch that's not there. The old one will be removed and the new one installed now in spring.
So did they use a generator on the power window?
I'm assuming because they have a vaccine refrigerator. So
it still works anyway.
Yeah.
The old one's still
there.
They haven't disconnected it yet.
No. And now that'll be spring. I think they secured a lawyer, so we got someone to help us with all of our legal problems, which are mostly employment and sewer. Always hiring. What else do you guys want to know? They're looking at maybe they don't have enough people to man the front desk. So they're looking at their hours. They're thinking about maybe closing at 4:30 so they can wrap up for the day. None of that is secure at this time, but I will try to get there.
They'll be open till 5, but won't be open till 5.
Right. They don't have a lot of clients after about 4:30, but they're going to prove that with their paperwork. A lot of influenza.
In there.
And appointment, you know, getting the shots and stuff. If you have never been tested for that at the clinic, man, That is not very pleasant.
For what?
Influenza and COVID at the clinic. They scraped the bottom of your eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
They did that at
me. What do they do?
Carnal.
Pull your lid out?
No. They go up your nose so far that they're piercing your eyeball.
Wow.
I told the guy, I said, you can't go that far. Well, we have to. And I said, no, you can't. Because one side, my one vessel, it bleeds really easy. And the other side, I'm not overly fond of that. Well, we have to. I'm like,
she gave me a choice, and sweetest little girl, but she counted 10 seconds so slow I thought I was going to pass out.
Well, why can't they do a swab in your mouth?
Because
it's not as effective.
Influenza and COVID, and then it takes an hour to get the results, mm-hmm. too. It's a much different test, but I didn't have either.
I don't know. I've got a deviated septum. I don't want anything shoved up there.
Otherwise, that's all I have that I can think of. I think I told you last time how grateful the troubadours were, and they hope to expand on their concert here next year. So,
okay, Vicki.
We did have a library board meeting, and we approved the budget, and that was about it because one of the... The president was actually out of country on Skype, and so we were just going to have a small meeting. So that was the only meeting I had because the rest of them said they were taking the month of December off. So I was like, well, okay then. I'm good with that. And then I did pull this, though, out of the water magazine that came along. So the Garrison Diversion Recreation Committee awarded $692,520 to 21 projects, and the Valley City Park and Rec District got $75,000 for the construction of the Highline Park pickleball courts.
Really?
Right. And so they are ongoing, this Garrison Diversion Recreation Grant Program, and the deadline for that is March 1st, so I was hoping that maybe Bobby could
aware of that.
So he could find something that we could use it for.
We got projects we could use it for already with the replacement of that one picnic shelter, wasn't it?
Well, they have like picnic tables, docks being put in.
But that grant is like, what is the match? Is that 50-50? Garrison, I think. Recreation. We've gotten tons of money from there for the parks over time.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
anybody knows how to manipulate that,
yeah, Bobby.
And we still got Bobby on board to do our grant writing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's. I'm glad for their pickleball
court. Where's it at?
Somewhere the Red Diamond used to be at the softball complex.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it? Oh.
They've cleaned all that out, and now they're going to have pickleball there.
Oh. And I thought we could have a group ourselves.
It's popular.
I could try it. I played it when I went down to visit my niece, so it's fun. But
I got a better idea. Let's do pickleball on ice.
Oh, sure. That'd be lovely.
I did go buy a pair of cleats last week.
Did you?
They are the cat's meow.
Here's me and Mike out there, all alone. We got to get some of the branches up because you can't take this big in your snowblower when the snow comes. So I'm literally crawling around on my hands and knees gathering branches, and it's like,
those things are the cats
with the
those
cleats
for your shoes. I went to Handy Hardware. Two pair were $75, but
they're that much at Cenex.
But boy, you put them on and you just walk. Mm-hmm. Before it's like,
I had to go find mine.
I just didn't from when I went to school. I didn't have to worry about it.
I went to work on Tuesday, and then it was about 9:30. All of a sudden, two of our power lines that go through the trees to the east broke, so we were without power till 2:00 or whatever. So they just said, "Go home, do studying or whatever you want to do." So I went home and tested for a while and whatever.
Yeah, Mike said you guys were in the dark.
Yeah, I was going to run an extension cord from there over to there.
Well, then I dropped him off on whatever day when the city went black again for 2 hours.
We stayed there that day. Everybody had cell phones and flashlights, and we were working in
Dwayne
the dark.
He's pushing stuff. I said, what? Now what? We don't have no power. Well, no one did, clearly, by the time I... I got back to work, it was pretty dark.
We moved a couple of tractors around, so I jumped in this little tiny tractor with a loader and a blower on the back, and it was so full of ice you couldn't even see, so I pulled it around the building, and then I hit the sunlight, and all of a sudden it just started breaking off, so I was chiseling, and it all came off. Mm-hmm. But as soon as it got any sun on it at all, it was gone. But so that was it for you, Vicki?
That was it.
Okay. I didn't have a whole lot. I tried to get in on the last meeting, so theoretically I was here, but I wasn't because I could...
I thought I saw you on there.
Yeah, I couldn't hear.
The sound was...
I had no sound, so theoretically I wasn't lapsed, but they couldn't hear me, so whatever. But I listened to, or I tried to listen, but couldn't.
We had more problems that day than usual, right, if I recall?
And then we didn't actually record it. So.
Yeah, and I should have just called one of you guys on your cell phone and listened that way, but...
What I had to do.
Or we can almost do speakerphone, too.
So anyway, I don't have a whole lot other than that, I guess. We did get our new grader.
That showed up.
Awesome. Yeah, showed up Friday, Thursday.
Do we have
Friday.
Someone new to drive it?
Yeah, we got two guys coming on this week.
Well,
yeah.
As soon as the new guy passes the drug test, then he starts. So
he lives on Bill Hills.
Yeah, Bill Hills.
Yeah, he's,
oh, he told
he's
us
from
that.
Out at.
Yep.
He couldn't start until after the first of the
yep.
year. So.
And then Matt
worked
Miller.
For Wade Bruns. That's what it was.
Then Matt Miller.
He's off now, so he's good to go. So we'll have two new drivers.
Yep.
Yeah, because he got a CDL, right?
Yep.
Yep.
He graduated now with
somewhere else.
So we're down still three, but every little bit helps. So
yeah. I tell you what, when you think about it, it's the 2nd of January, and it's going to be in the 20s for another week.
Mm-hmm. We're
wow.
happy.
That's
I'm happy.
That's happy.
And no snow to speak of.
Really?
Well, we talked to that meteorologist, you know, that day that we had that township officer, and he said, you make it through December. And he said, from there on out, above average temperatures and below average precipitation.
That was up here.
Yeah, we got the ice
yeah.
storm.
Yeah.
He was here for planning and zoning or something.
Yeah. We got the precipitation.
So, Paul, you had a quick question?
Yeah, good point, Bill. The weatherman is never right or wrong. It's a good job. Mine just a couple quick things for just general info, not a question answer, I guess, or a motion. But the Valley City School District problem and the question kind of to Julie is the information that was sent over last August or so, was that based on a 4-year tally?
That was sent.
Huh?
When was it sent?
I think it was August or September.
I would have to go back and look.
Yeah. The first one would have been for fewer years, but she can double check on it.
Right. I'm just kind of thinking if it was for 4 years, that was based on former videos work, put that together. I got some information from Julie the other day. It was what information that Didier sent in to the state after initial discussion.
Yep.
Thank you, Julie, and thank you, board, for the share of that. Just in my opinion, looking at what Didier proposed, not only in the 8 years, but mostly the last 4 years, and that was the information that Johnson and Didier put in the newspaper in January as the first press release. Then Johnson also released a kind of a public letter for 4 years of $619,000, and that was from 2019 to 2022. In regard to that, school then last month came up with their own calculations based on basically property true full values received, amounts received to the school district, and they calculated what their actual mill received was, what they got levied. And of course, theirs varied a little bit from Didier's up and down for those basically 10 years. And looking at that, looking at what's been potentially already documented through the computer service that are 4 years, I think the best way to resolve this is to look at 4 years of a refund and that would be 2019 to 2022. For the reasons of, there's been a prior public statement by the, not only Bill, you were on the radio too, I believe, and by the school district of a four-year, and also those documents have been issued over the school district. They got the names, they got the documents. I know because I did receive $5 verbal from them back in October, I think it was.
So now you're not carrying that they do the 6 years?
I think in simplicity, we could settle at 4 years to get this wrapped up.
Okay, because they're going to bring it to their school board meeting, and the last meeting that we had with them was they were shooting for 6 years, and there was only one board member that was against that so far. Wasn't it tomorrow that they're going to have their meeting, or was it the 13th next week?
The 5th.
Okay.
So was their amount a little bit less than our amount?
Yeah.
And that probably is because some people didn't pay their tax.
I don't know if that's because there's a fluctuation of crew and programs in the year prior to that, or what.
I would assume that, some people don't pay their taxes for 3 years, so of course that wouldn't have been in.
You got a lot of variables going on there.
Right, and right.
Looking at what's been publicly said, what's been kind of sent in print, sent over to them, I think we could wrap this up in 4 years.
So you're okay with just 4 years now again?
I think that's simplest. I'm tired, you're tired, correct?
Well, and like I said earlier in life, it was a mistake made by several people. Nobody was trying to cover it up. That's the thing. Everybody's been trying to work together and have this many more meetings and whatever else to make it happen.
Yeah.
But about the time that we thought we had it so everything was going to be okay, then you said, no, we should go with the 6.
Right.
So then they were recalculating and trying to get that taken care of. Have you talked to Josh Johnson at all now?
That's not before New Year's. Oh.
So is he still under the assumption that it's going to be 6?
He said at the last school meeting, 4 years and possibly 2 more. And I'm fine with 4 because those have been already issued over there, I believe.
So if we went 4 years, you're 100% A-OK with that, and we wrap this baby up.
What Daryl did this morning on the phone, Daryl was pleased also with 4 years.
Okay, because that's what we've been... We wanted to get the 4 worst years out of the way.
That's what we were trying.
And that was what our original plan was to do to get it there. And I thought we had it accomplished, and then...
From their sheet, and Julie has that sheet that Josh prepared, they calculated their mills, and their mills lost, and some come out negative, some come out positive. And their voice said,
yes.
Well, gee, the years that we didn't get all our money, how did we get it back? Well,
Julie is on the township board. I need them all year long, so it's
fine. Our first thing. I put in so many bills,
yep.
I didn't get it. Well, I don't know reason why.
They tried, and...
We just move on. And kind of that's what's been going on for those number of years, that the bill has moved up and down a little bit. And I understand now what Beth kind of told me maybe 4 months ago at this meeting. It does vary, and I do agree with that. But I think let's take the 4 worst years...
So am I okay calling Josh Johnson, telling him 4 years that we've already calculated, we're good?
If you're good with that, you're good with that.
We've been good with whatever everybody wanted to do the whole time along.
Because we voted on that several months ago, and you didn't like it then.
Well, I got more educated.
Okay. Our software company is 6 now. Our software company is 6 now.
Well, to me, it makes no difference. Like I said,
we're going to do 4. I don't know why you ended up with 6.
They just want to do 4. Josh wanted
because they have to redo.
Josh had, at their last meeting, had tried to push for 6 to make this thing go away, and the only one that was against it at that time was Darren Anderson, and they were still working on it because it was me, Julie, and Tanya that met. How long ago since we met? 2 weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago.
16th, I think.
Yep. And then he said he was going to push to try and get the 6 years done. But if you're okay with 4, we nail this thing shut and move forward. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with whatever the public wanted. Because it wasn't us as the ones that were determining how many years they were paying back.
We all said we're okay with what other school board did.
So
I think
as long as it's 100% legit that you're okay with 4 years, I will call Josh Johnson and tell him that.
Thank you. I think if you go back to 2 more years, additional with the score, you get into that negative mill.
Yeah.
With the school. And like Anderson said, boy, I'll be able to get all the money. Well, he's going to throw that on the floor.
Yeah.
And if the county auditor says, you got to pay this, and Darren says, no, we paid negative, well, you still got the argument going on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll move to adjourn.
I got one more quick thing, Cindy. With Pete, you're in charge of the 911, correct?
Bill and I are. Yeah.
Both of us are.
I often listen to e-dispatch, and probably 6 weeks ago, there was no Barnes County listed on that. I typically check in maybe once a day to see what's going on. You know, maybe my neighbor's house is on fire, maybe so-and-so's tractor is on fire. But typically, I just check in to see what's going on. They don't have an $800 scanner. Well, it was taken off, I understand. I was talking with Sarah Miller. She said there was personal information went off and somebody complained. Mm-hmm. My response was, that's an employee-employer problem. That's not a public problem. And I would wish that with better training, this issue would resolve. But public really, I guess, enjoy having that. And nobody's out to use the fire truck or this and that.
Well, they are. They are.
Is it possible to sit on the phone and watch that thing all day?
You want to talk or you want me to?
Our last meeting, we spent about 20 minutes on it. We had the Sanborn fire chief here. We had the ambulance guy here. And they didn't, for the safety of their guys and the less congestion at the scene, they wanted it off. Because somebody said when Brian Gubroot's house burned, the place was just swarming with people, and it was getting in the way of the fire trucks. What else?
It isn't taken off because Sarah Miller doesn't want it on there anymore. And Sarah has taken the brunt of the issue. And it's not her fault that it was taken off. And I have tried to call Rosie I called her, I was at your place Christmas Saturday. Eve day.
Yeah.
And I tried to call her and she hasn't called me back yet, and I'm still in the process of calling her because she sent out a big email that, oh, they said they were going to talk about it at their commission meeting and they weren't. Well, I had influenza A, so I did not want to infect these people, so I wasn't theoretically at the last meeting.
We did talk about it.
But they had talked about it and they were all in agree to leave it off the radio. Now, there's other counties that are starting to take it off. Dickinson's fighting a lawsuit right now because this was on there and they're having issues. Yeah. Grand Forks County is in the process of probably taking it off. It isn't something that had to be out there for the public. Our general website for the county, every 15 minutes is updated. No, it's every 15 minutes. It's supposed to be. And I checked on that. So if it is, how long is it?
I talked to Sarah Miller, was it the 20th or 22nd, somewhere in there. I immediately got off the phone, went to the Barnes County website and looked.
Yep.
The last recording was the day previous.
Because I checked with Jason, our IT guy, and he told me every 15 minutes it should be updating. Now, first when I talked to Rosie, she said, well, a lot of these,
ambulance chasers?
Let's call them employees that go to the scenes to help out, rescue squad people, fire, whoever it is. She said, rely on that site. So if they didn't hear where it was at, they could go on there and see again where it was at. That portion for that, let's say employee, was not taken off. So Paul's not a firefighter, but Pete is. Pete still has the access on his unit to be able to tell where that is. The only one that isn't is Pete or Vicky if she's an outstander or whatever else. The biggest thing is you get too many people, and there was an accident in town last fall. There were so many people around that place that the rescue squad and everybody else was having a hard time getting there. Well, Rosie also said, well, the police should keep people away. Why should we have to worry about the cops keeping people away when they shouldn't be there at that time yet anyway? I don't care that anybody finds out that there's stuff going on, because that's great. Yeah. But at least let the individual firefighter or responder or whoever get there and get their job done. What happens if there's 10 cars in the way? Policina just caused, so it took an extra 3 minutes to get to that house. Well, that person died. Who's at fault?
I understand, but I just see that most people look at that at a later point, not within that 10, 15 minute, half hour of what that.
When it first goes off?
I agree that.
Because Rosie said, I like to hear when that goes off what's going on. That's what she told me on the phone.
My phone doesn't tell me, so I.
So she goes, that's basically taking away our rights of what's going on. Well, no, it's still on there for the individual firefighter or first responder or whatever.
Yeah.
But, and they can still go, like I said, on the county site to see what's what.
And then there can also be sensitive information on the domestic cases that the police told us about. You know, they'll give names, they'll give medical records over that site that not everybody needs to know at that minute. So that's why we backed her taking it off. We talked about it at length our last commission meeting.
And we agree that most people don't go to the site. But those ones that do have messed it up for everybody. And so until you can get people to stop coming to the site, we cannot put it out there.
Oh, I understand totally.
So that's kind of the thing, and I've been going to call her back again because she hadn't called me since I called her on Christmas Eve day. That was a Sunday, but I still like to keep people informed.
Yeah, but we didn't take it lightly. We brought it up at the last meeting.
And I wasn't sure on that when she texted me 2-3 days earlier because I wasn't at the meeting. But and then I found out
we talked
and
about for
was going to let her know. Yeah. So
we talked about for 20 minutes that day.
But I am going to check on the county website getting checked because I was told every 15 minutes it gets updated.
That's what we were told. So,
Bill, this is Sarah. I'm on here.
Okay.
I can speak to the media report. So you just have to make sure that you look, because it's divided by agency. So like the Barnes County Ambulance one, I'm looking at it right now. The last call was last night at 7 p.m. and there just hasn't been a call since then. So if there hasn't been a call in that amount of time, it's not going to show up. So it might look like it was, you know, last night it was last updated, but
the
date is at the top, and it was last updated today.
So it was
update every 15 minutes. I did double check with Jason. There was a snafu on it last week that we caught, and he did get that corrected to the best of my knowledge.
So
it happened with the jail roster too.
So it does not get updated unless there's something new. So if something hadn't happened since 7:30 last night, there is no more updates until something happens again.
Right.
Okay. All right.
How many call for services you get to. And it's divided by agency. So you have to watch like where the new agency starts too.
Okay.
And then as far as the training aspect of it too, Paul, I just wanted to touch on that because there is stuff that by Century Code we're required to give in our pages. As information to the response to the responders, and that determines how they respond and with what equipment and people. So it's not an issue of training. There's very personal information that goes out in those pages, especially for the ambulance side. Maybe not so much on the fire side, but for the ambulance side, there is especially. And those two things are paged on the same channel, so we can't split those off. So we are required to give that information to the ambulance and page it out that way.
Question for you. Have you been listening the whole time?
Yeah.
So you heard me bring up that there's issues out in the western part of the state?
Yep.
And there's also issues going on up in the Grand Forks area, isn't it?
Yep.
So
when I was at my 911 meetings, there are two counties that are looking at also
disbanding it.
And doing that as well, because of the information that's out there, and I, you know, for me personally, it's more protecting the people that call in and need help, because there's there are already I mean, we get requests all the time, please don't do the sirens. I don't want my neighbors to know, or, you know, they're embarrassed because they need help or something. And I do not want somebody to be afraid to call 911 because they're afraid that the community is going to talk about it. You know, that's what we're here for, is to be there for people that need help in a non-judgmental way. Like, if you need help, we're there, and we're going to come help you regardless. So that's, to me, really what my big concern is with that. And then when they, like I said, when the responders reached out and had concerns and asked for it to be turned off, that's when I turned it off. It's not something I just woke up and decided to do, so, and I didn't take it lightly.
Like I said,
good enough.
We didn't take it lightly, and we discussed it. So
we don't blow anything off as something is brought to our attention. We usually try to get to the bottom of it.
Because there are things that, I mean, we don't publicize who gets a shot at city county health. We pay for it.
Yeah.
We don't publicize who gets a van ride to the VA. We're all paying for that too. But there's, you know.
But there are certain things that are good and certain things that the public doesn't need to know at this time.
Out in Dickinson, they...
It isn't a matter of fact of trying to burn somebody and, oh, to hell with you, you don't need to know anything. Well, that's not why we do what we do. We do it to protect the people out there.
What I got told about in Dickinson was they let a name out of somebody that had died over this site before the
family
knew
about it.
And the family is suing them for doing that. Because the name came out in that e-file, whatever it is, and the family wasn't notified of the death till later. So like I said, we didn't take it lightly. We discussed it at length at our last commission meeting.
There's usually a rhyme for the reason.
I mean, not everybody likes it, but we did look into it and got our expert opinion from...
Okay, Cindy. Make a motion to adjourn.
Cindy did.
Who seconded it?
I did.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Paul, for standing up.
Always.